After 15 years in obscurity, Peru's notorious Shining Path guerrillas are on the rebound, fighting against an army offensive in southern Peru. According to the Washington Post, Shining Path rebels, known in Spanish as Sendero Luminoso, killed 17 soldiers and 5 civilians in October, the most people killed by the Peruvian insurgent group since the 1990s. Peru has launched a major offensive called Operation Excellence to flush out Shining Path fighters. The Shining Path force is thought to number between 400 to 700 full-time rebels. They have largely abandoned their strict Maoist ideology of Abimael Guzman, who was captured in 1992. In 2003, Peru's Truth and Reconciliation Commission estimated that 69,000 people died during fighting between the Shining Path and the Peruvian military between 1980 and 2000. Now the Shining Path is trying to build solidarity with peasants and copper mine workers. The Peruvian government dismisses the Shining Path as mere narco-terrorists, protecting coca production, which has increased 18% in the Andean region over the last 5 years. The resurgence of the Shining Path has raised concerns about new right-wing militias organizing to fight the leftist rebels, resulting in a new round of civilian deaths. Over the last year, the Bush administration orchestrated a wave of workplace raids to round up undocumented immigrants, creating a wave of fear in immigrant communities and damaging union organizing drives. In 2007, nearly 5,000 immigrants were arrested in workplace raids, according to The Nation magazine. In the first half of 2008, 3,000 have been arrested and 875 immigrants face criminal charges. In late August, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents raided Howard Industries in Laurel, Mississippi, and sent nearly 500 workers to a detention facility in Louisiana. Patricia Ice of the Mississippi Immigrant Rights Alliance blasted the ICE raid as political, declaring they want a mass exodus of immigrants out of the state, the kind we have seen in Arizona and Oklahoma. In March, Arizona State Police arrested 11 workers at the Tucson Panda Express restaurant for having mismatched Social Security numbers. The company then fired its entire workforce and brought in new people. President-elect Obama recently named Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano as his Homeland Security Chief. Napolitano criticized the security fence being built along the U.S.-Mexican border and called for the National Guard to patrol the border zone. On the eve of the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, police raided homes of members of the anarchist group RNC Welcoming Committee. 8 people were arrested and charged with conspiracy to riot and accused of breaking Minnesota's broad anti-terrorism law. The activists face a possible sentence of 7 years in jail. The police monitored the anarchist group for a year and infiltrated it with paid informants. According to the search warrant, the county sheriff had probable cause that the group had incendiary and explosive devices. Attorney Bruce Nestor of the Minnesota chapter of the National Lawyers Guild said police seized computers, paint, and hatchets used for chopping wood, but no explosive devices. The RNC 8 faces charges from a Minnesota state law with broader powers than the Federal Patriot Act. The law declares it a felony to interfere with the lawful conduct of government, commerce, or the right of assembly. At a probable cause hearing on November 10th, the defendants successfully argued for a delay to gather more evidence for their case. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.